ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Marshall Islands this week committed to going completely carbon neutral by the year 2015 when it released its Lighting the Way climate strategy. But the Marshall Islands, like the rest of the Pacific, relies heavily on shipping, which is known for being one of the world's biggest polluting industries. So as Yara Murray-Atfield reports, Pacific nations have a fight on their hands to get that to change.
The landmark plan from Marshall Islands is the first from the Pacific to work towards a net zero emissions target by the year 2050. When the country's Environment Minister David Paul spoke to Pacific Beat following the launch, he was confident they'd make it.
Our 2050 strategy is a commitment that we will be having a zero carbon emission by 2050. I mean, that is our drop dead deadline.
The country's position as a low-lying remote atoll means it's been pushing hard to see emissions fall, but its location also poses a challenge. Like much of the Pacific, the islands rely on shipping to get by. Dr. Peter Nuttall is a senior research fellow at Fiji's University of the South Pacific, where he studies sustainable sea transport.
A country like the Marshall Islands or a country like the Solomon Islands is 100% reliant on imported fossil fuel, which is, of course, all coming by ship. Countries like the Marshalls, Kiribati, 80-85% reliant on imported food, on all pharmaceuticals, all engineering products, all basic services for small atoll states are shipped in. So without shipping, places just grind to a halt.
Cargo vessels account for 3% of the globe's emissions, but if the trends of the past decade continue, that number is expected to rise. Marshall Islands has the second biggest ship registry in the world and has been instrumental in pushing for the International Maritime Organization to introduce targets for the industry. But their 2050 plan does acknowledge the full decarbonisation of global shipping looks unfeasible in the medium term. Here's the Australian president of the International Cargo Handling Coordination Association, Deakin University Professor Peter Van Doorn.
I don't think they'll get to zero. I think that's probably very difficult. But I definitely think we'll get to 50% reduction or even more.
The 2050 strategy has an optimistic take, saying the successful adoption of low-carbon sea transport technologies at home could have ripple effects across the international shipping sector at large. Professor Van Doorn acknowledges the industry is making strides towards a halving of their current emissions by 2050, and some companies have gone completely carbon emission free.
There's been lots of initiative by shipping lines, and especially the larger ones have said they will try and work towards the 0%.
But could emissions be cut entirely? Professor Van Doorn doesn't think so.
To get to zero, I think we've got Buckley's chance of that, to be honest.
Across the Pacific, there's grassroots movements to reduce the reliance on shipping. The Utoni Yalo Trust in Fiji, who posted this social media clip of people singing on board their boat, advocates for a return to using traditional canoes. And the Samoan Voyaging Society sails to schools, encouraging children to get on board with keeping oceans plastic free. The University of the South Pacific's Dr. Peter Nuttall again.
That 150 years ago, there was no such thing as a transport crisis in the Pacific. Everybody had ships. They were really, really good ships. They were locally built. They were sustainable. They were fast. They were entirely appropriate to the situation. Something happened in the last 150 years called colonisation and addiction to fossil fuel, which changed that. We're not suggesting that you can go back in time and revert to fully traditional culture, but there's a lot of lessons to be learned in looking at revitalisation of traditional pride and sailing knowledge.
So while Marshall Islands and others fight for emissions reduction, it will take a global effort to reach its goals.
What we have seen is a move in the shipping industry to a recognition that decarbonisation is coming and must come. The question before the world and the shipping community at the moment is how fast is it going to come, what priority are we going to put into it, and what resourcing are we going to put into it.